Lesson 9, Famous People 1, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Phrasal Verbs. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what you've heard. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
1. How come you're so late? What's happened?
My bike broke down and I had to walk here.
What's the woman's problem?
2. Paul has been offered a new job, hasn't he?
Yes, but he has turned it down.
What do you know about Paul?
3. I'm so tired. I think I'm going to bed.
I have to stay up until I finish these essay questions.
What's the man going to do?
4. What do you think of my new idea, Bob?
I can't come up with a better one, Julie.
What does the man mean?
5. Which color would you like to paint our room? White or blue?
It makes no difference to me.
What do we learn from the conversation?
6. John is a sports fan, isn't he?
He always gets excited whenever it comes to football.
What do you know about John?
7. It looks like rain. I'll go and get 2 umbrellas.
Don't bother. The paper said it would clear up this afternoon.
What does the man mean?
8. Will you be joining us later for the card game?
I have to catch up on the lessons I missed.
What will the man do?
9. Don't you think Tom is a good student?
I'm told that he often dozes off in class.
What does Tom often do in class?
10. My father is very sick these days. He coughs so badly.
To my mind, he really should listen to the doctor and cut down on smoking.
What does the man think the woman's father should do?
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1. Who was he?
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the right answer to each question you hear.
He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on January 15, 1929. He was a black. He lived for only 39 years, but he became world famous in so short a time. He grew up in the southeastern part of the United States. He studied at Morehouse College, where he met many outstanding men whose ideas he found important and exciting. After he graduated from Morehouse, he went on to study at the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard University, and Boston University. At Boston University, he met Coretta, who later became his wife. In 1954, after he got his Ph.D. degree, he became the leader of the black people, who were poor and without power. He gave speeches and led marches. For his ideas and actions, he went to jail for a short time. Many years later, in Washington, D.C., he spoke to a crowd of 250,000 people. In his speech, entitled, "I Have a Dream," he expressed his opinion that the only way people could win their rights was to remain peaceful, even in the face of danger. His speech is still popular today in the United States. For his courage and achievements, he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. The whole nation mourned the terrible event that happened on April the 4th, 1968, when he was shot to death. The man who had preached nonviolence all his life died a victim of violence. But his dream will never die. Many Americans are still struggling to make that dream come true. Who was the great man? He was Martin Luther King.
Question number one. Where did Martin Luther King meet many men of ideas?
Question number two. When did he become the leader of the American black people?
Question number three. Why was he imprisoned for some time?
Question number four. What famous idea of his was expressed in his speech entitled, "I Have a Dream"?
Question number five. What can't you infer from the passage?
Exercise two. You are going to hear 10 sentences. As you listen, mark the ones that are not based on the passage. Put a cross in the brackets for each one you've chosen.
He was born in Atlanta, Georgia, on January 15, 1929. He was a black. He lived for only 39 years, but he became world famous in so short a time. He grew up in the southeastern part of the United States. He studied at Morehouse College, where he met many outstanding men whose ideas he found important and exciting. After he graduated from Morehouse, he went on to study at the University of Pennsylvania, Harvard University, and Boston University. At Boston University, he met Coretta, who later became his wife. In 1954, after he got his Ph.D. degree, he became the leader of the black people, who were poor and without power. He gave speeches and led marches. For his ideas and actions, he went to jail for a short time. Many years later, in Washington, D.C., he spoke to a crowd of 250,000 people. In his speech, entitled, "I Have a Dream," he expressed his opinion that the only way people could win their rights was to remain peaceful, even in the face of danger. His speech is still popular today in the United States. For his courage and achievement, he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. The whole nation mourned the terrible event that happened on April the 4th, 1968, when he was shot to death. The man who had preached nonviolence all his life died a victim of violence. But his dream will never die. Many Americans are still struggling to make that dream come true. Who was the great man? He was Martin Luther King.
Number one. The man was born in northern United States.
Number two. He was an American of African origin.
Number three. He received little education.
Number four. He was very active in the black people's movement.
Number five. He was a good speaker and his speeches were very popular among the blacks.
Number six. It was in Atlanta, Georgia, that he gave his most famous speech.
Number seven. The speech was delivered to 500,000 people.
Number eight. 5 years after he won the Nobel Peace Prize, he was shot to death.
Number nine. At the time of his death, he was still a rather young man.
Number 10. Although he is dead, his ideas will never die.
Passage 2. Winston Churchill.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Do you know one of the greatest statesmen that Britain has ever had? His name is Winston Churchill. In his school days, however, he was not a good student. On prize-giving days, he did not get any prizes. His father was very much disappointed, but his mother was not worried and said, "The boy is not stupid. He'll make a name for himself someday." "There is no sign of it today," said his father angrily. Later, the boy said to his mother, "You see, they never ask me the things I can tell them. They only ask me the things I can't." His mother laughed and said, "Of course, dear. I remember it was just the same when I was at school." He began his career as a soldier. As he had a lot of free time between wars, he used this opportunity to read and to study hard. In the meantime, he began to write for newspapers and magazines. This is what he said about his writing. "I was such a dunce at school that I was kept in the third form for 3 years. This was luck. I had 3 years with the finest English teacher in the country, so I learned my own language thoroughly." He had a special gift for using words. He was the first man to use the words "iron curtain," which became part of the English language. When the people were having a hard time during the Second World War, Churchill told them the truth. He said, "I promise you nothing but blood and sweat and toil and tears." The British people understood what he said because he spoke to them frankly. Though he had a busy life as a statesman, he knew how to enjoy life. He found time to paint. He signed his paintings "Mr. Winter." The paintings were so good that people wanted to know who Mr. Winter was. It was only a few years later that people found out the truth. In his later years, he spent much time writing his story of World War II. It was read by many people all over the world. In 1953, Churchill received the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Question number 1. What is the passage mainly about?
Question number 2. What did his parents think of him when he was a schoolboy?
Question number 3. What did Winston Churchill do in between the two world wars?
Question number 4. What did he tell the British people during the Second World War?
Question number 5. How was Winston Churchill best remembered in history?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again. Then you'll hear 10 statements and mark out the ones that are not based on the passage. Put a cross in the brackets for each one you choose.
Do you know one of the greatest statesmen that Britain has ever had? His name is Winston Churchill. In his school days, however, he was not a good student. On prize-giving days, he did not get any prizes. His father was very much disappointed, but his mother was not worried and said, "The boy is not stupid. He'll make a name for himself someday." "There is no sign of it today," said his father angrily. Later, the boy said to his mother, "You see, they never ask me the things I can tell them. They only ask me the things I can't." His mother laughed and said, "Of course, dear. I remember it was just the same when I was at school. He began his career as a soldier. As he had a lot of free time between wars, he used this opportunity to read and to study hard. In the meantime, he began to write for newspapers and magazines. This is what he said about his writing. I was such a dunce at school that I was kept in the third form for 3 years. This was luck. I had 3 years with the finest English teacher in the country, so I learned my own language thoroughly. He had a special gift for using words. He was the first man to use the words iron curtain, which became part of the English language. When the people were having a hard time during the Second World War, Churchill told them the truth. He said, "I promise you nothing but blood and sweat and toil and tears." The British people understood what he said because he spoke to them frankly. Though he had a busy life as a statesman, he knew how to enjoy life. He found time to paint. He signed his paintings Mr. Winter. The paintings were so good that people wanted to know who Mr. Winter was. It was only a few years later that people found out the truth. In his later years, he spent much time writing his story of World War II. It was read by many people all over the world. In 1953, Churchill received the Nobel Prize for Literature.
Number one, Churchill's school records were not impressive.
Number two, Churchill's father never expected him to grow up to be a man of success.
Number three, young Winston and his mother had similar experiences in school.
Number four, Churchill had shown talent in painting in his early years.
Number five, Churchill contributed intelligent articles on war for newspapers and magazines when he was serving in the army.
Number six, Churchill owed his writing skill to his teacher of English.
Number seven, Churchill believed that the Second World War would bring nothing but suffering, sorrow, pain, and hardships to the people.
Number eight, Churchill invented a lot of new words which have enriched the English vocabulary.
Number nine, Churchill's paintings, signed Mr. Winter, sold well.
Number 10. For his novels about World War II, Winston Churchill was awarded the Nobel Prize for both literature and peace. This is the end of Lesson 9.